10 to come in tonight?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. In the country?
Okay. Amar Rav Azai. Parshas Korach is, I think, most widely known for the narrative portion of the Sedra, which presents the rebellion that Korach organized together with some of his cohorts and the dramatic aftermath of that event. It's a famous part of the Sedra. The less famous part of the Sedra, the second half, which deals with many of the laws relating to Kohanim and Levim, as well as to Yisraelim in terms of what they have to give to the Kohanim and Levim. Some of the dinim of the Matnos Kahuna, the different gifts that you have to give to the Kohen, Truma, and the lady has to give Truma's Maisa, and Peter Ben is mentioned, various other Matnos Kahuna described in the second half of Korach. Part of Korach's rebellion, as we'll recall, at least from his angle, there were many, everyone who was involved had their own angle, but one of the angles was who was going to be the Kohen Gadol, and which tribe should be selected to serve, like the Levium and so on. So some of these dinim relating to Kohanim and Levium are found in the Sefer, as well as a description of certain tasks of the Kohanim and Levium. And what I'd like to look at this evening is one particular task, and specifically to explore what I think is a fascinating question as to whether that task should still be applicable and should still be enforced even bizman hazeh, today, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. And that part of the shiur will be based on a tshuva, which I came across in a sefer called the Sheol's Tshuvas Shari Tzion, which is a new sefer that was published just 4 years ago, Tavshin Stamathov, by Shmuel Ben Sion Rabinovitz. He's the Rav of the Kosel HaMaravi. If you've ever been to, some of you might have seen him or met him, he's the official Rav of the Kosel. If you go on a tunnel tours, a lot of times he stays inside near the area which is Mu Kodesh HaKadoshim, the closest place to Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's staying till him there. And I guess he runs some of the events. Anyway, he published a sefer in Tavshin Stamathov called Shalza Tuvah Shari Tzion, which is different Tshuvas and Birur Halacha, and that is relating to the Kol Samaravi and other Makomos HaKadoshim. But before we get to that, we'll present the background first. We begin with Sukkim again towards the end of the Sedra, the Midbar Perek Yud Ches, starting in Pasuk Beis. Torah says, the first source, V'gam Efachecha B'nei Matei Levi Shevet Avicha Hakrei V'itach V'yilavu Alecha V'yishar Sucha V'atov Anecha Itcha Lifnei O'el O'edus. The Pasuk says, also, is Hashem talking to Aaron, also your brethren from the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, you should bring near to you, and they'll join you and minister to you, you and your sons with you, before the O'el O'edus. Right? They shall safeguard your charge, and we'll see what that means, in the charge of the entire tent. But they should not approach the holy vessels and the Mizbeach, that they, so they shouldn't die, and so you shouldn't die either. They shall be joined to you. V'shamru es mishmeres ol moed. They shall safeguard the charge of the tent. Ol moed l'chol avodas ol, for all the work there. L'zar lo yikrav aleichem. And a foreigner, a stranger, an alien should not come, should not approach you. And pasuk hey, v'shmartem es mishmeres hakodesh es mishmeres hamizbeach. V'lo yod ketzav al bnei Yisrael. They should guard these. Or you actually, you should guard or safeguard the charge of the place, the holiness of the place, and the Mizbeach, and there'll be no more anger, lo yev ketzef, od ketzef al b'nei Yisrael, no more anger in this regard from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are the psukim which represents the starting point here, and the Rambam tells us in the next source in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam in the Mitzvos will say Chav Beis, writes as follows, HaMitzvah Chav Beis, Yishet Simonu, Lishmor HaMikdash. There is a commandment to guard the Makom HaMikdash. You notice that in the psukim that I just read, one of the operative words is Vishamru Mishmartecha, right? Vishamru Mishmartem, Shamras Mishmaras. A few times, if you look back at those four psukim that we just started with, that's an operative verb here. And the Rambam says, therefore, there's a mitzvah chaf beis in the Sefer Mitzvah, Yishat Sivonu, Lishmar Mikdash, Viloleches Sivivo Tamid, Bechol Laila, Kala Laila. And to walk around, people should walk around patrolling, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash, all night long, legadlo ulechabdo ulerovamo, in order to honor the place and to show glory and greatness, ascribe greatness to, etc. How do we know this? Says the Rambam, who Amar Yisrael, because Baruch Hu said la'aron. Here in our parsha, Rambam quotes these tukim. Ato vanecha itach lifnei ola edus komar shehem yulefonai tamid. They have to always be there. Okay, there has to always be people, kohanim, levim, present in the Makor HaMikdash. Ukvar nichbalti was there b'loshon acher. And he quotes the commandment was repeated in slightly different language. The subsequent sukkah, Mahomes Baruch, was Shomerless Mishmeris Omoid. And the Rambam quotes the Sifrei. The Sifrei is not printed on the page, but it's here in the Rambam. The Sifrei is on this parsha again, in Piska Kuf Tez Zayin. The Rambam quotes it, B'loshon Sifrei, Atao Vanecho Itcho Lefner Eloidus, HaKohanem Mibifnim, VeHalavim Mibachutz. The Kohanim would be inside, because in certain areas, as you know, only the Kohanim could go. So the Kohanim patrolled, if you will, guarded inside, the Levim outside. Klomar, L'shamro V'alecha Sivro. They should guard it and walk around it. That only tells an asei. A lot of times the word hishamer or some form of that word bishamru means a losa asei as well. I'll get back to that in a second. It is a source of greatness to the mikdash that there are guards there. He writes, like a castle. So you have a palace, you know, it adds to the dignity, it's a ceremonial kind of thing. Let's say Buckingham Palace, they have those guards who stand outside, you know, with the fur hats and the red uniform. I don't think they're doing too much in terms of security detail, but they're there because it adds to the covet and the importance of the place. You have the...
What's that? Got you to look at them.
Exactly correct, sure, yeah. Postcards and everything are... I mean, even in fancy apartment buildings, you have a doorman, you know, the guy's there, and he wears a special uniform that matches the decor of the lobby, you know what I mean? It's part of the ceremony, it's part of the pomp and circumstance, so to speak, that associates and presents a certain hashivas to the place. That's what the Amor writes. And the Yadua Kipadr Shem Ha'echo, the Amor Kimagdo is Ha'echo V'Ramusa Shushom Mishidor Ha'malavukla. That's the mitzvah. Notice in source number 3, that the Rambam tells us, as he's already alluded to here, not only is this a mitzvah saseh, but this that was mitzvah saseh chav beis, but there's also a mitzvah lo saseh here. Mitzvah lo saseh samach zayin. By mitzvah samach zayin, he shehiz yiranu mis atzo b'shmiris hamikdash. Where the lo saseh, to, you know, you're not allowed to refrain or be derelict or lazy in terms of this mitzvah, right? You're not allowed to do that. When we lech esvil tomi kol al homo yisala u'shmarit and ismishar es hakodesh u'kvar b'yana mitzvah chav beiz mitzvah asay shishmiz ha-mikdash lech esvil mitzvah asay v'chein nevor hena shebitul zeh mitzvah lo sasay. This is one of those mitzvahs where there's a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lo sasay associated with it. Asay to guard the mikdash and a lo sasay to avoid not guarding the mikdash, being derelict and lazy in this. So that's the importance of this particular mitzvah. Now, as the Rambam alluded to in both mitzvah saseh chav beis and mitzvah lo saseh samazayim, this mitzvah is discussed in a couple of principal places. One is what I have printed as the next source is a mishnah in Maseches Midos. Maseches Midos, it's not Midos like good Midos, you know, behavior traits, character traits, and so on. Midos here is like measurements, many of the laws relating to the Beis HaMikdash, including the description of the physical plant, of you know what it looked like, and so on. Of course, not always clear. There are diagrams and so on, but it's some kind of description that's found in Maseches Midos. So there, at the very beginning of Maseches Midos, Parash
the temple of Horus,
right. After the refurbishing, right, towards the end. Anyway, but Maseches Midos says the following, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph.
Right there, they got a book for you.
You got a book about it, yeah, the bottom. All right, take a look at the picture. So it says in the Maseches Midos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, source 4, Vishlosha Mekomos HaKohanim Shomer in the Beis HaMikdash. There are three places where the Kohanim guarded or patrolled in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Aftinas, or Beis HaMitzos, or Beis HaMoked. Fine. The Halavim, Be'eshim Ve'echad Makom. The Halavim patrolled in 21 places. They were outside. And the mission goes on to list. Chamisha Chamisha Shari Harabai is 5 by the 5 gates, and 4 in other places, and so on, adds up to 21. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Bey is there was a gentleman who was put in charge of this operation called the Ish Har Habayis. So the Mishnah says Mishnah Beis and Midos. That's Rav, right? He's a modern day equivalent, I guess. So Ishara Bayis in those days, Haya Mechazer Al Kol Mishmar Mishmar. He would walk around checking up on the guards in each location. Vavukos Dolk in the front of him, and he had torches with him. The Kol Mishmar Sheena Omeid, and if he noticed that the guard wasn't standing there, okay, Omer Lo Ishara Bayis Shalom Alecha, he would call out to the guy, right? And Nikar Shuyosh, and if he saw the guy was sleeping, Chov Tobimako, he gave him a whack with his stick. You know, the guy fell asleep on a job. He's on duty, he's patrolling, he dozes off. So Ishar Bais gave him a whack. Urushus Hailo Listropes Ksuso. He could even take the torch and set a little fire to the guy's clothes. That'll wake him up. Okay, set a little fire. That'll wake him up. They won't fall asleep so fast again. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. All right. And the Haim Omrim, and therefore sometimes you would hear, if you lived in Yerushalayim, near to the place of Beis Hamikdash, Makol Bazar. They heard of somebody, people late at night, they would hear from the nearby homes, they would hear somebody yelping in the Beis Hamikdash, and screaming, Makol Bazar. The answer is, Kol Ben Levi Loke, Begad Misrofim, Sheyosar Moal Mishmar. That's a Kol Levi screaming because the Ishar Abayas gave him a smack, or, lit a little fire under him, literally, and therefore he's screaming. That's what they used to do. And the Gemara relayed, Mishra relayed, said, Elizabeth Yaakov Omer, Panachas, Motsuas, Achi, Ima, Yashav, and Sophus, Kuso. One time they found my uncle, my mother's brother, I guess a Kohen or a Levi, and they burnt his garments. Anyway, so that was the...
such a fun guy.
Yeah, right. Don't fall asleep on a job. You know, it's... the guy will think twice, we'll fall asleep next time. Actually, my son is attending next year to some yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, where the boys have to do the cooking. So, and a lot of the stuff for in the yeshiva. Wow. So the Rosh Yeshiva said that if you oversleep, and it was your turn to cook breakfast, and there's no breakfast in the yeshiva that day. So he says, thus far in the history of the yeshiva, no boys ever overslept more than once. That's right. I'll have it a second time. Anyway, that was here also. I guess if you got whacked by the Harabais, they burnt you. You were careful the next time around. Anyway, but that's the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Midos. This Mishnah is right. Exactly. This Mishnah is elaborated upon in a Gemara called Maseches Tomid. It's one of the smaller Maseches. It says on the page, correct, it's of Chof Heim and Beis, but it's actually the beginning of Tomid, because Tomid is appended to Mila. So the Maseches starts in the middle of the pagination that we have in the regular Vilna Shas. Comes to the end. Actually, Kanan comes first after Mila, then Talmud. Anyway, so it's Chof Heim Beis. There, the Mishnah says the same. The first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah: B'shloshim Mekomos Hakohanim Shomrei Hamikdash Beis Avtinas Beis Hanitzos Beis Hamokei. And it describes a little bit about it. Beis Avtinas Beis Hanitzos Hayu Aliyos. They were elevators. They were like second floor areas. Now there's a question whether they were on stilts or there was actually two different floors, whatever. And Harovim Shomrim Shom, these certain people would guard there. And Beis Hamokei, we'll come back to who they are later. Beis Hamokei Kippa, the Beis Hamokei was a domed room. So again, describes who rested there, who was there, and what the place looked like. Fine, that's the Mishnah. The Gemara there in Talmud, Dafchav Vav Meralef, again, it's a little source 5 still. The Gemara says, Menon Emilia, how do we know that they had a patrol in Dafka 3 places? Where do we see that? How do you know Dafka 3 places? The Gemara says, Amar Krah, quotes a pasuk, not from our sedge, but a pasuk from Parshas Bamidbar, which I've printed here, right underneath. It's Bamidbar Paragimel Pasuk Lamed Ches. Amar Abai, Amar Krah, Achonim Lifnei Mishkan, Kedma Lifnei Omed Mizracha, Moshe V'Aaron Uvonim, Shomrei Mishmeres Hamikdash Mishmeres Bnei Yisrael. Okay? And again, it says that they guarded. So, you see that they needed guards. So, Amri... So the Gemara says, okay, in Shimur Ba'alma Ashkechon, the boy Kohanim Levim Shimur. Okay, but the Gemara says, okay, you've convinced me that you need to have Shimur, but Niu Mastisin Kesanu B'Shol Shem Akomus Akhanim Shomim, Reis Hamikdash Levim Be'etzen Echad Makom. And Vilu Kroh, Kohanim Levim Be'ad Adonik. See, we look at that Pasuk, again, you can see the Pasuk written out in Source 6. Looks like they were together. It says Moshe V'Aaron Uvonav, right? Moshe was a Levi, Aaron Uvonav was a Kohanim. So how do we know? The Gemara has accepted, yes, you need to guard the Makom and Mikdash to guard the Mishkan, but who says they were in different places? And the Gemara goes on and explains, no, it's they learned out from the analyzing the Pesukim. Amri Hachi Kamar Achon and Mishkan Kemos Namoyed Mizoka Moshe Kama the Hadar Aaron Avonav Shomer is Mishkan Mikdash. Suppose then you put the Kama, and we could read it Moshe and Aaron Avonav. Sounds like they're all together in the same place. So the Gemara says, no, that's not how you read the pasuk. You put the Kama after Moshe. Moshe was in one place. Moshe the lady. Kohanim are in a different place. And since it says Aaron Avonav, Aaron b'chadmak umanav b'shem akomos, and so on, so, it says Aaron Avonav, he had two sons at that time, right? Nadav and Avihu were already dead. So Elazar and Isamar and Aaron, that's three. So that's how we know the Kohanim are in three different places. And Gemara goes on to explain, you know, just to finish off that daf. Again, this is Chav Vav Amar Aleph in Maseches Tamid. And the Gemara concludes with a different svara. Ravashi, I'm a mistake with the cross. Shomrim, Mishmeris, Mishmeris. Three times the form of that word, Mishmeris. That's in three different places. Fine. What comes out from all of this then is that there is a mitzvah, as the Rambam told us again back in Source 2, in the Sefer Mitzvah, the mitzvah say, and the mitzvah lo sasa, the mitzvah say to guard the mikdash. And that's the job of the Kohanim, and that's particular places where they are, and particular places where the Levim are, as described in the Mishnah Midos, and in the Sugya there, as we just read in Tomit. Now, again, the Pasuk. You see the pasuk written out. The chonos demishkan kemos amoy mizocha Moshe Aaron Avonav shomrim mishmeres hamikdash lemishmeres bnei Yisrael. And it says at the end v'azara karev yumas. Now keep that last point in mind. We'll just take a look. The Rambam summarizes all these dinim in Hilchos Beis Avichira, starting in the Tarkes Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes to Shmira Zul Mitzvasa Kol Alayla. It's on the second side of the page, source 7. The Rambam tells us again, summarizing everything we've seen. Rambam Kedarko summarized it all neatly. Shmira Zul Mitzvasa Kol Alayla. Vashomrim Hem Hakohanim VeHalavim. These guards, the patrol, so to speak, were Kohanim and Levim. Shenemar Da'atol Vanecho Itchol Isnei Olaydos. That's the pasuk in our Sedra. The Rambam quote that we had back in source 1. That was pasuk. Which one was it again? That's, yeah, that's the pasuk days. And so the koma attempt to shomer lover. I never shomer mishmer salomay, but never achon came of the almay nizocha moshe ranav shomer mishmer sakod. He quotes the pasuk in Bamidbar also. Halacha gimel. The Rambam repeats as he said in the sefer mitzvahs. The batlu shmira over belosa sef. They didn't do the shmira properly. Valid losa sef. Shemar the shomer mishmer sakod. The loshon shmira azhorei. Halamaritas the shmira some mitzvahs asay. Ubitul shmira some mitzvahs losa sef. Halacha dalad mitzvah shira. So what is the mitzvah? Shira kohanim shomer mivnim v'alavim v'chutz. The kohanim in the inside chambers, and the Levium outside, and it's, again, it says the different places where they were. Okay, now, the question now becomes, what exactly is the purpose of this Shmira? Okay, well, what's the goal here? What's the end game? What are they guarding? Who are
they?
Huh?
They have weapons.
Oh, let's see. So it doesn't seem that way, right? So let's see. What is the goal of these Shomrim?
It's
right. So Rashi comments on the pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, Parak Yudches Pasuk Dalet. It says, "Vizar lo yikrav aleichem," a stranger, a foreigner, non-Kohen, or not supposed to be there, shouldn't come in. And it says, "This is Rashi." I'm sorry, this is Rashi in our Parsha. The Rashi on Pasuk Dalet here in Parak Yudches and Korah. When it says Vizar lo yikrav aleichem, look back on the first page. You see the pasuk dalet, Parak Yudches pasuk dalet. The milvu alecha v'shamras mishmeres omel chol avodos halo Vizar lo yikrav aleichem. So Rashi comments here in Chumash in Parshas Korach, Eschem ani mazhir al kach. I'm warning you. You better make sure no zar wanders in. But there's an Isser on the Zohar, not going to come in. But Rashi says, you see, from these two come here, because Hashem is talking to Aaron. Okay, the section that we quote at the beginning of the Ashir, the here in Parshas Korach, begins, where I didn't put Pasuk Aleph on the page, but Pasuk Aleph states, Vaydaber Hashem el Aaron, Vayomer Hashem el Aaron. He's discussing, he's presenting this information to Aaron. So Rashi therefore says, why do I mention here about a Zohar? To make a mitzvah, the Zohar can't go in. It's true, there is such a mitzvah, but it's Rashi says, Eschem ani mazir. I'm telling you that part of your job is to make sure they don't come in. So if that's the case, it looks like what Rashi's saying is that one of the purposes of the Shmira is to keep people who don't belong there out. Right? The people shouldn't go wandering in. You know, now they're going to the Makom Mikdash and so on. Furthermore, we have earlier in the Chumash in Parshas Bamidbar, it's printed there also in the second part of Source 8, is Perek Aleph Pasuk Nun Gimel. It talks about the positioning of the different Shvatim, as we read in Parshas Bamidbar, how they were encamped around the Mishkan. So it says there, Pasuk Nun Gimel, the Halevim Yachnu Sovim L'Mishkan HaEdus. The Levim encamped around the Mishkan. The lo ye ketzav al adas bnei Yisrael, and therefore there'll be no anger from Hashem, no wrath from Hashem on bnei Yisrael. V'shomru halavim es mishmeres mishkan ha'edus. And again, the word the shomeres mishmeres, the levim would guard, you know, the charge of the mishkan ha'edus. Says Rashi over there, back in Parshas Bamidbar, lo ye ketzav im tasek kimitzosai lo ye ketzav. If you'll listen to my mitzvah, you do what you're supposed to do, there won't be any wrath. V'imlav, otherwise, Sheyichnesu zorim b'avodosam. If zorim come in and, you know, do things there, then yeah, ketzef. Then there will be wrath from Hashem. Kemoshes mitzvim by sekorach, as we saw exactly. Korach, the wrong people brought the offerings and so on and so forth. So again, you see from Rashi, both in our parsha and there in Parsha Bamidbar, in both places, Rashi seems to say that he doesn't spell it out exactly. It looks like part of the job of these shomrim who are kohanim and levim is to keep people who don't belong there out. That was their job. They used to have weapons. Okay, they didn't have weapons, but they would, you know, were assuming that it wasn't people who were going to violate them. Probably maybe they didn't know or whatever it was, and then they were talked about of coming in. Yeah.
Isn't it unusual for us to have a mitzvah sasei that prevents somebody from doing?
Yeah, it's a little unusual, right? Yeah. It's a little unusual. I mean, Shabbos is also asay, you know. Shabbos not to both asay is not to, you know, to rest, but economy. But the asay is to patrol. I guess the asay is to be a shomer. The asay is to be a shomer.
But
I'm saying Rashi doesn't quite punch out that the that's the mitzvah of Shmirah. Rashi doesn't quite say it, but I think that that's what Rashi means, that that's the mitzvah. Okay, the Shmirah is to keep the Tzar out. He just says that's what they have to do. Whether that's the mitzvah of Shmirah, I can't prove the Rashi Yodah looks that way. It also looks that way from the Chizkuni. Okay, the Chizkuni there on Pasuk Nim Gimel, that's printed in the source 10, the Chizkuni is one of the Bishonim, commentary on the Chumash. V'halavim yachnu saviv. They would encamp around the Mishkan. Why? Bein machno sam shal Yisrael, or bein ha-Mishkan. They lived in between the machane Yisrael, where the rest of the tribes were encamped, and the Mishkan, below yanichum lageshes elav, and they prevented people from coming in. And he said it earlier, a couple of signals again, nun. The saviv of Mishkan yachnu midad ruchosav. They had to be in all four directions, completely surrounding the Mishkan. The Chanosom lahazir v'lishmor shalo yikrav zarela, right, to warn people and to guard that no zar should come in. So certainly, according to that, the Chizkuni also there in Parshas Bamidbar, it looks also like it's a matter of shmirah. And again, other pesukim in Bamidbar, source 11. Bamidbar Paragimel Pasuk Hey, by the Rashan Shalom Pasuk Rav Hakrev is Mate Levi Lo Arat Oso is Naron Akoy. The Sher Su Oso, they serve Aaron. And again, these words in Pasuk Zayin Bishomros Mishmarto. That's Mishmaros Kol Eidot Neilei Lavodas Avodas Hamishkan. Pasuk Ches Bishomros Kol Klei Omoy. That's Mishmaros Bereisha Lavodas Avodas Hamishkan. Pasuk Ches Unosatos Alavim La Aaron Lavodam Nesunu Nesunu Emolo Neis Bereisha. So there, Rashi says in the Paragimel in Pasuk Rav the Sher Su Oso. So that's part of the job of the Levim, to serve the Kohanim. What does that mean? V'sher so ask Rashi, umahu asherus v'shamres mishmarto. You look at the whole pasuk. Pasuk Vav ends with the words v'sher so. So Rashi's saying there should be a colon. Right, we do have a colon there, right? V'sher so, they serve. How do you do that? Umahu asherus v'shamres mishmarto. Lefish shmiras hamitosh olav shalo yikrov zar. And here Rashi does punch it out. Okay, he says shmiras mikdash is shalo yikrov zar. Kemoshe nemar. Now Rashi quotes the Pesukim in our parsha in Korach. Ato v'necho v'esavicha ito v'tiso es amara mikdash v'alavim halalu misayin osam. Zehu asherus. The Kohanim had that charge to prevent any czars from coming, any foreigners from coming in, and the Levim assisted the Kohanim in this job. In other words, it was primarily the Kohanim's job, right? And then the Levim were given as servant. What is their service? To help the Kohanim in this particular task. So it seems pretty clear to me that that's the Shita of Rashi, that's the Shita of...
wrong mitzvah? It's part of the Kohanim?
Well, evidently, that may be an important point, but yes, it looks that way. Their job is to help the Kohanim. It's really more the Kohanim's mitzvah, their job. Well, the Rambam said his Lashon was, if you look back in the top of the page, it's in the base of Chirpak, Kassalach HaBeis, it says, Hashomrim Heim HaKohanim Zehalavim. Now, they both have the mitzvah, sort of. This
really,
implication...
Or really like one shave it. And
yeah, maybe, right. But it's more of a help. Again, yeah.
It's only at night?
There's actually about, the Rambam said only at night. There's a whole Girsa issue. There's no question about that. It's a good question. Let's assume for now it's only at night. It's actually Machlokas. I'm not going to speak about that now, but it may relate to what I'm going to say in a second. Okay, it's a good question. The Rambam, if you take a look back in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in source 2, the Rambam says, Alechas Yotomit B'chol Laila. That's the Rambam. But there are other gifts issues, and maybe during the day as well.
So you're saying the mitzvah is on the Kohen and the lady helps?
So that's what it looks like from this Rashi. I mean,
but then he separated the Kohen and have three places.
But that was inside, and they were outside, more surrounding more.
So the Kohen had to do, but the Levim were helping them, or specifically the Levim had?
Well, I guess it means the Levim helped them with the overall task. Right? Now, the overall task was to keep the people in Bila out. So who was where? So the Levim were assisting in the overall task. I think that's how Rashi learns. I don't have another page. Ibn Ezra also learns that way on that pasuk in back in Parshat Bamidbar, Paragimel pasuk Vav, Dina Laskov HaZar. Ibn Ezra also says the same thing, that their job was to keep the Tzar out. Okay, and actually the Vilna Gaon says this here in the Biur HaGra on the Mishnah in Talmud. It's again Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Just find it. The I've printed in the Yochanan Boz Mishnah, so we have the Vilna Gaon. So on the side of the page, hopefully in this edition too. Yeah, here it is. The Biur HaGra, he says, because the Ramasco is Shomrin. Here it is. Hai Shmira Mefurash Beseder Korach Mishum Shalo Yikanez Zar Besoho. So straight up, that's the Gaon. The purpose of the Shmira, and he's commenting on that Mishnah in Talmud, which is the same Lashon of the Mishnah in Midos, the Shoshim Akomas Akonim Shomrim. He says the Gaon, what's the purpose of the Shmira? High Shmira before Shere Kach, Mishu Shoy Kani Zar B'Socha. So that's what the Gaon holds. And again, that's a Rashi that seems to say, Shuni Ibn Ezra, many before Shoy hold like that. However, there is something else as well. The Rosh, which you don't have on the page, but in Masechas Talmud, the Rosh, the parish of the Rosh, printed on the page actually. In Maseches Talmud. So there, on Daf, as I said before, Daf Chaf Hei, in Maseches Talmud, the Perish HaRosh, Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and Perish HaRosh is the Maseches B'Shosh HaMakomos, right at the beginning, says the Rosh, B'Shosh HaMakomos HaKarim Shomrim, Shimur Zeh, Eino Mishum, Eino Mishum Chishub Gneiva. Not because we're afraid someone's going to come in and steal anything. Okay, not worried about that. The ain anias the makom ashiros. We're not worried about this is a makom ashiros. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's place, a place of great wealth and gold and everything. So it's, almost as if to say somebody take him and replace it right away. Ain anias. We don't have to worry about people coming in to steal. So what's the purpose? Isn't it? El exeris hakosavu. Rather, it's exeris hakosavu. Dishiv v'shamru. The Gam Kvod HaMikdash. It's for the honor of the Mikdash. In other words, according to the Rosh, he doesn't say anything here about keeping people out. He said, we're not worried about anyone coming to steal anything. It's not like guarding the Aron or the Menorah or any other golden vessels. No one's going to steal anything. We're not worried about that. It's Xeris HaKosav, and it brings Kavod. And then he says, Shelo Yasichu Daitam Mimenu. Okay, that there shouldn't be a Hesech Hadas in this place. And he writes, Lo Bayom V'lo Belayla. The day nor night. Kedeksiv B'Yoyoda Potsim Lachem Bezu Shmartam Shmer Shmeres Habayis Masachi. And the Mem Sama Chesed Hesech Masachi, the way he reads it. In other words, there shouldn't be any time, I think this is what the Rosh means, there shouldn't be any time that elapses where somebody is not thinking about the Makom Mikdash. Now, you could argue that doesn't mean you had a patrol during the day, because during the day, Mimela, there's always activity anyway. There's karbanas, people busy doing things all day. But at night, when there's not much activity, so in the wee hours of the night, could be people go to sleep, and who's thinking about the Makom Mikdash? That's a Hadas. So the Rosh implies that the purpose of this Shmira is that there should always be somebody thinking about the Makom Mikdash. Right, that's what each arba is. You fell asleep, you get a whack. Okay, because the whole idea is not that hesach. It's almost like, it's like you're not supposed to have hesach adas from your tefillin. We spoke about that in Peshur. It's always supposed to be aware that you have your tefillin on, right? That's why you have a minute to touch it and different. Right, there shouldn't be a hesach adas. And the makom mikdash, at covered, it should always be somebody. You know, that they say in the Balazan Yeshiva, that it's set up, that there were always somebody learning. Right, that they had guys who had a seder at this hour, that hour. There always should be somebody. Always should be somebody learning. There should never be a time where there's no one learning. In the Beis Medrash, right? So that's the idea that the Rosh says here in the beginning of his commentary to Talmud. So That's a little bit different. He doesn't say anything about the doesn't say anything about keeping the czar out and so on. It's more a matter of covers. The Rambam, which we do have on the page in source number 13, the Rambam says a little bit differently in the Rosh. He says a similar thought, but not exactly the same. He says in Parak Ches of Hilchos Beis of Chir Alocha Aleph. Before I read to you Beis Gimel Dal, this is a little earlier Alocha Aleph. He says Shmiras Hamikdash Mitzvah Asay, but Alfo Pish Ain Shom Pachad Me'Oyvim Lo Melistim. I'm not worried about enemies coming in or burglars coming in. It's covered, like he said in the Sefer Mitzvahs, right? In a dome of paltrin, a paltrin, it's a palace, right? You can't compare a chashivas to a place that has guards running around. You know, it looks more chashiv. So he doesn't quite say like the Rosh either. It's not a matter of hesach hadas. It's just ceremonial, like the guards in Buckingham Palace. There's always somebody there. It adds a certain status to the place. So we have sort of three different approaches to what the function of this mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is, whether it's to keep the czar out, whether it's to somehow show cover for the place, and or like the Rambam says, or like the Rosh says, again, a slight variation is more not to have a Hesach Hadas. Okay, so that's the background. Here we have a bona fide mitzvah, one of the Tayag mitzvahs, actually two of the Tayag mitzvahs, like the Rambam said, it's not saying, and the Losar says. So the question is this mitzvah, or should this mitzvah still be applicable today? We do have the Makom HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but as you know, and I printed the sources here in source 14, the Rambam and many other Rishonim are of the opinion that the Kedusha of that place is Kitchel HaShaita, the Kitchel HaSilovo. Right? The Kedusha is still there today. Right? And if, therefore, the Shmira has to do somehow with the Kedusha, so should there be people, you know, guarding, if we can set it up, should there be people today, even Bisman HaZeh? The Rambam holds, and I printed the, you can take a look, the Rambam is in Parak Vav of Hilchos Beis HaBechira.
An alarm system.
Well, okay, well, that may depend on what the purpose is. If it's a matter of cover to have people there, you know, so the alarm system won't do it, right? It's a matter of, you know, keeping people out so you can have an electric thing. Right? So we'll see. So let's take a look just to the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Parak Vav writes, and Halacha Yud Dalad, he writes from the second line printed here in source 14. Of a man is scotched with Tusha Rishona Shekid Shlomo Shukidesh Hazar of Yerushalayim L'Shaiton V'Kid Shom Asir Lovo. The famous Shita Ramam that when Shlomo Melech sanctified the Makom Mikdash was Kitzel L'Shaita and L'Asir Lovo. Okay, we'll come back to the Rive in a second. Therefore, the Rambam says in Halacha Tezvav, the next paragraph, L'fichach makriva karbonos kulam afo yishen shom bayis boni. Technically, you can offer the karbonos. We discussed this in the past too, even though there's no bayis there. V'okun kotche kotche makol ha'azor, afo yishicha reva, and so on, even though it's not there. And these didn't apply because shakdusha rishona kidshol shaita v'kidshol ha'asid lava. Again, he says the point. And now he explains in Halacha Tezayin. V'loma ani omer b'miktash Yerushalayim kidusha rishona kidshol. Why do I insist, says the Rambam at the top of the next page, why do I insist that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Makom Mikdash was all time? The Rambam says, because the Fisha Kedusha is HaMikdash Yerushalayim Yipnei HaShchina U'Shchina Eina B'Tela. The famous words of the Rambam, right? He says the Kedusha over there is because of the presence of the Shchina, and the Shchina can never be taken, never undone. You can't undo the Shchina. Shchina Eina B'Tela. Okay, and he quotes a pasuk in the Torah. It says, "Areyom v'ashimosis mikdashekem v'amru chacham afal pisa shomim mikdushos on hein domins hein omdim." It says, "V'sham v'ashimosi es mikdashekem." I will lay waste your mikdash. Means even after you lay it waste, it still has kedusha to it. That's how the Chazal learned, right? But the rest of it, so also that's a different level of kedusha. I'm holding the trumas and mice and shmitas while drabanos. Fine, but in terms of the mikdash, makom mikdash. Is Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Asid Lavo? The Ravid famously disagrees. So you have it printed there in the source 16, and the source got printed twice. But you look at the third line of 16. Asogas Ravid Mikdusha Rishona Shekitchel Shomo. It's Kitchel Asid Lavo as well. Amar Avram Soritz Atzma. He said that's the Rambam's own opinion. The Ain Lo Yadati Ma'ayin Lo. I don't know where he got it from. It's not correct, and so on and so forth. And at the end, the Ravid says. He says, look at this the last line. He says Kach Niglali Misod Hashem Li Reyav. That was revealed to me. Hashem reveals the secrets to, you know, to those of Yirei Shamayim. So he said it was revealed to me, and therefore leficha hanichnos atosham ein bo karis. Therefore, he says we go into the place today. There's no karis. That's the famous machlokes Rambam and the Ravid about kedusha, whether it's awesome love or not, or still applies today. Just to show, and I don't want to spend that much time, but the Tosus, if you take a look at source 15, Tosus Yevamos agrees with the Rambam. Okay, there's Yevamos that pay days and days and a little long Tosas. Yevam asks Yerusha in the middle of Tosas writes Veheishiv Re the Lemaisus Vada Loki Charetz Lasi. In terms of Chumas and Maisus, so it's Kedusha Lasi Lavo. It's not. However, Avo Kedushas Yerushalayim Abayis Kidsha She Kedushas Mechitza Kaima Kol Shah. The Kedushas Mechitza is all time, even without the Mechitza. Now Asher Lo Choma. It says in the Pasuk in a different context as Asher Lo Choma, but Lo is read as if it were Aleph, even without the Choma present. The Darshan Megillah Afal Pishen Lo Achshav B'Hayel Lo Kodem Lachain. Even though there's no Choma today, but it had it, still has its Kedusha. Lachain, same thing. And then Inami Kedushas Raim Mishum Dikri Nachla Ein Lo Hefsek. It says Nachla Pasuk says where's that Ray, I think. So it's called Nachla, so that's a permanent inheritance. Yerushalayim has permanent Kedusha. Inami, another thing, Mishum Dikhsiv Zos Menuchasi Ade Ad. This is my resting place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ade Ad, forever and ever. So for those reasons, Tosas, the Yevamos, holds also that the Kedusha Yerushalayim is lost in level as well. Now the Mela, if that's all true, so then Taka, we can really ask that question. If you all like the Raivid that the Kedusha is not, that, you know, really the place has no Kedusha there, okay, so we wouldn't really have a minute to think that the Shasubi Mitzvah Shmira Samikdash is not as there. But if you all like the Rambam and Tosas, that Tosas Yevamos and other Rishonim, then the question is, should this Mitzvah still be applicable today in even without the Beis Hamikdash? Now, by the way, I just want to mention, one could argue that it depends upon what the reason is, right? If the issue is czar, so one could argue, well, okay, so that applies today too. You're not really allowed to walk there today. On the other hand, you could say, but they have loads of goyim running around there. So, but okay, but we have to keep the Jews out. That would still apply. On the other hand, if you hold that it's a din and a covered for the place, what kind of covered is a mosque there? What the covers for? What for? There's no covered right now. So you know you could make it dependent on that the machlokas. I just want to point out the Rambam. It's not in your papers, but the Rambam and the Mar Avuchim. I'm not really convinced, basically, that all these opinions disagree with each other, because the Rambam writes, even the Rambam said that it's an Indian of Kavod, he also says in the Mar Avuchim, this is in Parak Gimel of the Chelek Gimel of the Mar Avuchim, towards the end of Parak Mem Hei, in the middle of Parak Mem Hei, Rambam writes, Abamash Hashmir Babikar Sabi Mitosh Tomid Hareza Romamus Lo Vakavod, it's Kavod. The Rambam also writes, Vigam Kadeshal Ispartsu Pasakon Batmein Elov. That the Tmeim shouldn't come in and so on. The Tzar and the Tmeim shouldn't come in. So the Rambam himself uses, in the Marnavuchim, mentions both reasons. So I don't want to make too big a fuss about that it's a machlokas, because you could say they're all right. But maybe, you know, you could argue that the machlokas, may relate to this question. So as I said before, this issue is dealt with in the Sefer Shari Tzion, written by this Rabbanovitz, and the Rabbi Dakoso. It's in Simon Ches of the Sefer Shari Tzion, Shoshu Shari Tzion. So he writes, and after setting up the Indian, he writes in Os Beis, towards the end, he says as follows. Ode Shom Rofan Acher, Dina Rambam Kosav, Mitzvah Shmiras, Yishu Akonim Shomri Tzim, Levim Achutz. Right, he says the Kohanim were inside, and the Levim were outside. Okay? He wants to suggest that maybe the machlokas that we just suggested, maybe there were different roles for the Kohanim and Levim. Maybe one was to keep the Tameim out, the other was to have cover for the place. He says, Yesh Mokom Omer, the Tama Shmir Mishum Easter Knesset Zarim, Mutal Alavim, Shatafkidam Hoyal Lidog, Shazarim Laikur Lamikdash, like we said in Rashi and Chumash. The Levim were outside there to keep the Tameim and the Zarim and everybody else out. So he has this creative suggestion that maybe the Levim were encamped surrounding the place. Their job was to keep the people who didn't belong out. The Kohanim were to keep the cover of the Mikdash. And he brings the possible rise that. But he says, however, and this goes back to Henry's point from before, if we should assume that the principal job somehow was the Kohanim, well, perhaps one can make the case that, listen, if the Kohanim can't do their job, because after all, we can't go onto the Har Bayis today, because we're all to my maze, so in the mail, the Levim's job falls away also. And I was saying, the Levim's job was sort of like an adjunct, and that's what he says a little bit later. He says, Ulai Yeshomer, at the end of Oz Gimel, he says, Ulai Yeshomer, the Kevin Shenemar, Aaron, Vilavu Alecha, Vishar Sucha. The job of the Levim is to serve the Kohanim, and the Levim trail the Kohanim, and the Kohanim, Mifnim, Ahim, Rechut. Yeshomer, Shetaya Shmirosim, the Chovah Shmiris, the Kohanim. Uvizman Azed, the Loshaicha Chovah Shmiris, the Mikos, the Kohanim, Sa'ini, he metallic Gamma Levim. Right, the Kohanim don't do it, the Levim don't do it either. So, you know, one could say that even though technically we could set it up that the Levim would do it, right? I mean, the Kohanim can't go, you know, today we can't put Kohanim up there. Walt May Mace and so on, but the Levim, it's outside, so maybe we should set it up today. So he makes a suggestion, maybe the whole mitzvah doesn't apply if the Levim are, if the Kohanim can't do it, then even though Levim technically could, there's no mitzvah on the Levim. That's one possibility.
You say the reverse can say there's a chiyuv on the Levim today because there is no base in the Mikdash not to go within the Antahar bias, while the Kohanim can't be there themselves. The whole idea is...
I hear that. Okay.
Azar was not able to be nichnas to Beis Hamikdash. That was the Kohanim, Bifnim.
Right.
But with the Levim.
So if you accept his earlier premise that the Kohanim and Levim have different jobs, then you can make that case. That's true. Yeah.
You also might say, going back even further, that just like on Pesach with Seder, we don't want to have somebody to remind us specifically of the Korban Pesach as Korban Pesach.
Right, but today, yeah.
Then maybe we doctor shouldn't have any Shmirah. Because
yeah, okay, we'll see that. We'll see that thought. Hold on. Let's take a look at source number 17, the next source printed. The Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Peches, Sefer HaChinuch writes, Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash, that's here in our Parashah and Korach, right? So it's Tabo HaKohanim VeHalavim, Lishmar HaMikdash, Velecha Sidu Tomin, Cholayla, Velayla, Cholayla, fine. Ushmiras Zeruk, De Lechabdo, Leroma Lefaro, Lomio Sum Pachana, Oev Chalila, Shenema, and so on. He wrote the whole thing, quotes the Sefer, mentioned before, right? And he quotes what the basic purpose of the Mitzvah is. Now take a look at the top of the next page, the very end, the Chinuch writes, the Noheges, the Kohanim, Levim, Bizkarim, Bizman Abayim. Those who study the Chinuch know the Chinuch at the end usually tells you who's obligated in the mitzvah. He says straight out, Noheges, the Kohanim, Levim. This mitzvah applies to Kohanim, Levim, Bizkarim, the males, Bizman Habayis. He says, before it's only Bizman Habayis. So according to the Chinuch, it's an open shot case, only Bizman Habayis. However, some want to point to the following. The Rambam, which printed on the next page, it's the previous mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah Sechof Aleph, before we read Chof Beis. Mitzvah Chof Aleph, take a look at it. Mitzvah Chof Aleph, he shetzivanu lira, okay, tzivanu lira min habayis. We should have awe or reverence in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Ba'od, ba'od, and so on, we should be frightened and so on, and treated properly. And the Rambam goes on, the third line, Ezehimor, what does it mean to have fear? Well, you call us our bias, the makkob, the middle of our pundos, the abak shalom, the kabiragel. You don't go into the makkob mitzvah dressed like a schlep, okay, you know, with dirty clothes and the shoes and this, and right? And Veloya said, Kapandri, you can't use it as a shortcut, and you can't spit there, and so on and so forth, okay? What the Rambam says at the end, take a look at the last line. He says, this is the last three lines. V'zeh chova tamid v'afilu bizmanenu. With regards to that mitzvah of Mora Mikdash, the Rambam says, mefurish in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, zeh chova tamid v'afilu bizmanenu. That's applicable all time, even nowadays. Shemchorib av arasim shurabu, that's destroyed because of our sins. And even it sells to Shabbos because it says Shabbos just like Tishmor Mikdash Yidro, just like Shabbos Zerava Mikdash Zerava. So he repeats it. He goes based on the Chiyat and Sefer Mitzvahs. He goes in source 19. He goes based on Chiyat for exile or Chazayim. Afal Pisha Mikdash Ram Chorib on a Seno Chayev Odem Moro Kemosh and Nog Bo Bivinyano. We still have the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash. Okay, and he says the same dinner applying compares it to Shabbos again. Now,
so the Rambam's point is that the Levi would be, the coin might not be Mechoy, but the Levi would be
right,
Mechoy.
Right, so you could say that. The only problem is that he didn't say that in regards to this mitzvah. That's what some want to say. The Rambam here, both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Chof Aleph, and in the Hilchos Beis Ochir Perek Zayin, says Mefurish that the mitzvah of Mora Mikdash still applies to his Bizman Hazeh. And with regard to this mitzvah of Shmira, he doesn't say it. Now you could argue that, okay, the mitzvah, say, Chav Beis follows Chav Aleph, he just said it in the previous mitzvah, you don't have to repeat it. And the same thing, Hilchos Beis Ochir Perek Zayin, the halachas were before Perek Ches. But that's not usually what we're trained to think about the Rambam. We usually think that the Rambam is very, very precise. And therefore, some want to claim that you see from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh because Mora Mikdash still applies. You can't go on there and, dirty clothes and spit and whatever else. That's true. That still applies. But since the Rambam didn't say it with regard to Shmiras Mikdash, maybe holds it doesn't apply. It's a possibility.
He doesn't explain why he...
No, he doesn't say it.
Why he... doesn't follow the Rambam, he doesn't follow the Rambam.
Well, worst thing he doesn't know, he is following, because he spells it out. The Chinuch spells it out. He says, no, Hegas, only does Marabayis. So we're saying now that, about Shmira. So what I'm saying now is the Rambam agrees, because he didn't say it by Shmira. Uh-huh. By Mora, he specified, it's a feel of his Manazah, it's Harib and so on. Again, it's not an ironclad right, but it's a possibility.
I remember the time to explain the Machlok in the Rambam and the Ravid based on that. He said that he claims that the Ravid says that Mutali Kanesh
Hashem
is just that there's no Kari.
Right, no Kari, but still also, because still more,
right.
Yeah, I remember that, Okay, now, as I said before, it's conceivable that since the Levim don't have to do it, since the Kohanim can't, the Levim don't. I quoted the Bartanura and Lido's Perak Aleph, Mishnah Tes. The Levim are the tafel for the Kohanim, and therefore, if it doesn't apply to Kohanim, it doesn't apply to Levim. Anyway, in terms of Achronim, this issue is dealt with at some length by the Avnei Nezer. I printed part of the Tshuva here in source 21. The Avnei Nezer is in the Chelek Eredeus in the Tof Mem Tes. Okay, the Avnei Nezer was responding. The Tshuva was written to a Rav by the name of Moshe Gelbstein or Meshel Gelbstein, who wrote a sefer called Mishkanos Lavir Yaakov, which I had not previously heard of, so I came across it in this Jewish
show. Avir,
Mishkanos Lavir Yaakov. Okay, I went into the YU library. They had a copy of a sefer by that name, by the same author, in the rare books room. Okay, and I looked at it, but it wasn't. It must have been a different volume. Because I didn't see this tshuva inside. But the Avnei Nezer was writing to this person. I mean, this person, somebody's talking about Masamatnu. The Avnei Nezer disagreed. The Avnei Nezer.
Look on Hebrew books.
I didn't get a chance. I should have. Maybe I'll be there. But this Mishkan Savir Yaakov, he made a whole fuss, and he says, "What are we doing? We got to get the Vim to stand the heat." Held that it has to be. This man says as well. Now, the Nezer disagrees. We'll look a little bit of the Tshuva. It's Yerodei Simon Tov Memtes. That's a different Shaila. We'll deal with. But let's see what he says. He says, Al-Dvar, Divra Asmalas Kol Tarasim, Kol Bizman Azeh, Mahoshiv Shomrim L'miktosh. Do we have to put Shomrim there? Now, the Nezer is responding to this Rav. So he says, I have to answer, Kvi Kotze Sikhli, La-Loch and Al-Maisa, Ki Lo Bi Lachri, B'Dobar Nogir L'Kla Yisrael. I'm not going to pass it. So all of Kla Yisrael is a responsibility of Kla Yisrael. So he said he wanted to, in those days, he had Malas Kol Tarasa, Rotsa Lumo, Dover Zemi, Mora Miktosh, the Nazi Makavachoma. He wrote Gelfshin has the alumnus that if a Mora Miktosh applies, the Kavachoma Shmira applies. And he said it's a nice idea, but we can't make our own drushes today. We don't have such a drush. It's logical, but you can't make up your own drushes today. Only it's in the
it's
Gemara.
Interesting.
Okay.
Throughout the Chorban Bayit Rishon, Chorban Bayit Sheni, there's no literature as far as that the Levim their requirement was
right. So we're going to see that also. Some of that the Nichos Ozan made that makes that point too. He says we never did it before. What's it wake up now? I mean, we never had it. We got to that point. The Avnei Nezer again. He says those who hold Lo Kitzos, there's nothing to talk about. Then he writes in Nos Dalid. He says Vinei Bepshitus. Yes, long with time of the after ancient Rosam that Ganovim, change some Ganovim, even though, like the Rambam said, we're not worried about Ganovim, for whatever reason we said before. Okay, Mikomokom, Tsarach Shiyesh, some shame Shimur Allah. If we're going to have this mitzvah, it has to be called that you're guarding something. Right? You're going to call it Shmiras Mitzvah, you have to be guarding something. Vashomer Bevada Lishmah Kalem. Enachanami, they weren't worried they were being stolen, but what were these guards doing? They were guarding the Kalim, says the Avnei Nezer. And the Hanami, not because we're afraid they're getting stolen, but they were guarding something. And he says, they wouldn't take it away. What are you guarding? Nothing there to guard. It has to be a chalos, so to speak, to put it, you know, Yeshiva's term, the chalos of Shmira. So what's Shmira? What are you guarding exactly? Now, he says in Osei, Ulam Yesufar Shashmir Shal Yovo Shamishas Ulovo. You could argue, going back to the reason the Rashi and the Rambam mentioned the Baruchim, that it's Shmira and people shouldn't go in there. So he acknowledges that point. It can go Aro Vatame and so on and so forth. Okay? But then he writes, that Shachab is Manazay, acknowledge that. And he says, Alam Abai, my Bekoch Lifo Eitzel HaSultan. If we could convince the Sultan, you know, in those days, the days of Avnei Nezer, it's always under the Turkish, you know, the Ottoman Empire, if we can convince the Sultan, Shianichu Lishmor Shalo Yikane Sham Akum, will be nice. But, you know, sure. Right? We're going to convince the Sultan that he shouldn't let any non Jews onto this location. I mean, Nezer understood you can't do that. Right? But he writes, "Apili lo yuchul shmona gad agayim mekamakum shayach shimon agid Yisrael." All right, we can't keep the garment. What can we do? We're not in charge of the area, but we can at least tell Jews that they can't go there. So that he acknowledges a possibility. But then he says, in Ozvav, he says, "Is this shmira counted as avoda? Is it a form of avoda? Is it avoda samikdash? Is this shmira?" And he discussed with regards to the kohanim, were they wearing the big day kahuna or not at the time that the kohanim did not get to levim. And at the end, anyway, he basically assumes that it's not considered avoda. Okay, and again, the time is late, so I don't read, but you can take a look at it. You look in Os Yud on the next page. Ma'atosh is a chinam mekosim haram. Ma'atosh the shmiras kohanim avodah boi b'de kahuna hadavah bori the osu b'tmei mason. We can't have it today because since we're all tamei mason and this is the avodah, and for avodah you need b'de kahuna and so on. You can't do it with tamei mason. He says nothing to talk about. Okay, and therefore in kain b'smanaza azdol shmiras kohanim says the Avi Nezer. However, he says in your gimel of mekomakum nearly the shmiras levim is another reason because that takes care of the kohanim that way big day kahuna all tamei meis, but maybe the levim should still do their shmirah. So he says no for a different reason because we know that the levim were divided up into different groups mishmaros and some levim were assigned to be the singers the shorim, others the shorim, the others were the shorim. They took care of the gates. You're not allowed to switch. So says the Abneza, how do we know today who's where and what's who? You can't, which family and so on was assigned to what task? You're not supposed to switch. So therefore, the Abneza paskins that it's not, there's no such requirement today. Now, in this sefer Shari Tzion, in Sinches, I mentioned he quotes the Mishkan of Slavir Yaakov again of Hillel Moshe Gelbstein. Okay, is from Bialystok. And he held that it applies even today, and he answered some of the Avnei Nezer's tainas. Okay, he said it's very big chiddush to say that it's considered actually an avoda, and he brings raya that it's not avoda because even katanim could do it. And we see that from the Mishnah in Tamid, the Gemara in Tamid, that's source 23, Daf Chof Avam Beis, says Pirchei Kahuna, Chasam Kalech Rovim. Remember, I had that word in the Mishnah, the Rovim would gar. Who are the Rovim? Not Rovers in English, Rovim. Reish Beis Vav Yud Mem. Who are they? So the Gemara says they were Pirchei Kahuna. And it's a Machlokas before Rashi. It's not really Rashi on the page in Tamid. It's in the Farish. It's attributed to Rabbi Zimbabwe. It's not Rashi. But he says, who were they? They were Shalohi Giyo, that they were Pchusamid Gimel Shana. They were under 13. Well, that's Avoda. How do you have under 13? All right, the fact is, the Rosh and others disagree. Okay, not everybody agrees. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah, for example, says Rovin means something else. It doesn't mean minors. If they were over Bar Mitzvah. So that's part of the Machlokas. But anyway, but he answers some of the times of the Nezer. And Vahola Mizer, reading now from the Sefer Sharatzin at the end of Osesha, Das, Agon, Ba Mishkos of Yaakov, who Shechir Hashmiru Gam Bizmanazer. Vahayin Besifu Shehirish Olomos, but Drachiv Zer. Okay, he rocked the world, the Jewish world, by saying we gotta have Shmira. Of Balanezer, Abdenezer, Docha, Rov, Ryosov, and so on. And he held the other way. That's interesting. In terms of, I guess I want to say sort of halacha lemaisa, the quotes the Minchas Elazar, the Shari Tzion does, and also Bala Minchas Elazar Munkach, Hela Pesach Sifur Olas Tomid. He has a sefer called Olas Tomid. I don't have the sefer. Olas Tomid, I have a lot of songs from Minchas Elazar, but not that one. And so we're going to take his word for it. But he says, Shmiras HaMikdash also is only Bizman HaBayis. And he says, the following, it's kind of like tough words, so to speak. I mean, he says, he says, Herach B'dvarim, and Dein Dvar Kosk Ha'ilishon, Dizel Tzok Mach Yivlev. It's like a joke that's painful. What are we going to set up, Shomrim, to guard what, the mosque? To guard the Al-Aqsa, the Dome of the Rock? He said, it's a Tzok Mach Yivlev. It's a joke that hurts the heart. Ad kinomes libenav yu l'mayim amorim l'hosiv yagon al yagoneinu. It's like adding insult to injury. Not only is there no base amikdash, but we got to stand guard out there. Right? It's like adding insult to injury, he says. Uma nishmar l'kais l'yav shomrim v'shamshim sabit base tiflis apaltin shalahem. What are we guarding? We're guarding their base, their idol. Muslims are probably not idolaters, but their religious location. Anachnu, he said, it's almost painful. It's adding insult to injury. We should set up people to guard. There's no mikdash. Not only is there no mikdash, but there's a house of worship for another religion. So it's painful to do it. And therefore, as Henry's point, we're going to follow our ancestors, not new things that people made up. Okay? All the generations, Jews living in Shalom, we never heard of this before. And he writes to Bala Aderet. The Aderet was the father of a cook, his name was Rabbi Eliyahu David Rabinovich Talmim. He and two brothers, the twins, they would sign the name Rabinovich Dish Talmim twins. So he was Aderet. Eliyahu David Rabinovich Talmim is again the father of a cook. Shehisig al zeh, the cost of the Soch Adorim, Halokal zeh Mosi Yodena, we have a general rule in the Gemara. Komokum shalach rofefes Yodena halecha achar minig. Whenever we don't know what the din is, you look, what's Chol Yisrael do? What's the practice? So the practices for all the centuries, we never had any Levim there, and therefore, Velochazin alabanach shishar lemeos, ulalfe balei Torah, great Talmud Chachamim, balei Torah, Baruch HaKodesh, no one worry about this, because Rabban was in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Arizal was in Eretz Yisrael. Right, and no one worry about this problem, so we don't have to worry about it now. Say so says the Minchas Elazar. Just one other tshuva on this, which I did print on the page. The Tzitzel Yezer, and the Lezer of Waldenberg. Again, we've mentioned in the past. He just recently used Nifter the last couple of years. He was a posek for Shari Tzedek Hospital, many medical tshuvas. So Tzitzel Yezer in Chelek Yud Siman Aleph has a long, long tshuva. It's more. It's not a tshuva. It's like a kuntra. It's like 40 pages. All right, and it was written in 1967, shortly after the reconquest of all those areas. And he has a whole, as I say, really a whole kuntra. It's printed Chelek Yud Siman Aleph on all these inyanim relating to, you know, to the Kosel and to Maras Achpela and to, then there's another tshuva. Oh, maybe 40, 50 pages on these topics. So one of the things he writes in those ayin, he said, the hine odos igam bizmarazeh yesh la mitzvah shmiras la mitzvah motzino shehirchev bozeh sadibur b'sefer Mishkan Sabir Yaakov. Chelek, he quotes this Mishkan Sabir Yaakov. Das hamechaber shom hu lechiyuva. The author of that book, this of Gelbshin, said it was required to do this. Hagonim hagonim b'shumi kutna v'haderet zal v'od herol panlitav hein chasav v'nezer. The Tzitzel Yezer, again, is his long essay printed in 1967 after the Six-Day War. He quotes Abinezer, says it's not required, and he quotes the Mukach of all. Let's tell me again, the Tzitzel Yezer, Gedarko quotes everything. Okay, we'll skip what's in the parentheses. Umasher Ritzoli Lahaskib is what I want to bring up here, he writes, is Unimu Kosher Sharisha Kosher Zalifto Besefer Masel Amelach Alarambam, another Sefer. Who's that? He writes like this. The Kavan, 6 lines on the bottom of the page, in source 25. The Kavan, Da Umos Nichnos Lashon. The aim the kochenu the garshim misham. Since the non-Jews go in there, everybody goes in there, and we can't throw them out. Tov lanu lahalim ayin mizeh. Better we should look away. Better look
very,
away.
Very, very, very.
If we'll put shomrim, because why? He says why? Yechiv aleinu la'akev alum. What will the shomrim have to do? They'll have to keep out the goyim too. So lo yikon shurisham ubeemes ain on yichol la'akev. We know we can't. We're gonna have to, never mind the flotilla. Can you imagine having? We're gonna put guards to keep the. I think Moshe Dan made what we, I think, retrospectively agree was a mistake in 1967 when he gave the Waqf, I don't know, to policy, he gave the Muslim religious authority back control of the Harabayas. I mean, today, I think he did it maybe for noble reasons, but it was a terrible mistake. Yeah. They weren't expecting it. Is that right? The Muslim, I think, weren't expecting it back, and they think they'd get it back, and they gave it away. Gave Harabay Gadena, but they gave it to the control to them. But in any event, he said, we know we can't imagine. Yeah.
This it is.
Yeah.
Imagine Jews fighting over it.
That's another Friday. Right. But would you imagine setting up guards now? We're going to have another Muslims going on Friday. Forget it. The flotilla will be nothing. So he says, now, the MS and the Cholakim in Cain, so what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to let them in. And therefore, Havi Ki'ilu B'diyaseinu Nichnasu L'sham. They're going in with our quote-unquote permission.
Why did so stones on the cows of the...
okay, you're right.
They're not going to
live with anyways. Yeah, make them a home. V'animu kazev, I'm trying to tell you, v'animu kuzev, nimu kosher ma'od, v'roi shnitan datenu, v'miuchot ke'eish, sh'v'nasen ha'ram ha'shlita ha'kol ha'shetach ha'kavish b'yadeinu hu, we have control, but meidach lo nucha lakers ha'grom in the country, v'sibu shom mayomru ha'goyim ba'olam ha'gadol. What are they going to say on YouTube or on the internet, right? What are they going to say in the great wide world? Okay? We have to keep it for the security purpose. Don't do any further. Okay, that's what he says. So he has this quote from that Maisel. What's interesting is, and I'll wrap up with this, in the Sefer Shari Tzion, so it comes with the Haaretz on the bottom from Rav Nevenzahl. Rav Nevenzahl was the Rav of the Old City. So he gives a nice Haskam. He says, I wrote comments, and he did. And several of the children, he wrote comments, including this children. So he says, well, you know, he doesn't understand. He had your objection to that, which the Tzitzel-Ezer quotes in this. He doesn't quote the Tzitzel-Ezer here, but in his Maisel HaMelech, which the same person Tzitzel-Ezer is quoting, he says, "Aras Agami Avigdon Nevetzel." Wait a minute, "Bechinit Neishes Gazlon and Nafkir Oud Gazlonim." Because people, we should just be after it, right? You wouldn't do that with your own stuff. You wouldn't say, "Oh well, people come into my house, may as well let everybody in." Right? So we wouldn't do that. We'd at least keep the Jews out. So. And he makes that Ha'ara. And then he makes another Ha'ara. Before that, I'll just read the very end of the Shuvah, this Shari Tzion also concludes that the weight of the evidence is not like this of Gelbsim, even though he answers some of the Avnei Nezer's title, but the Avnei Nezer and the Shulmi Kutna and the Haderet and the Chasavaz and all the other Ha'aram disagree and say the mitzvah doesn't apply today. But he says the following. The Minchas Oza did say, and with this we finish, the Hagam Shekayom Hazeh Ein Chovas Shmiras HaMikdash. Even though the Minchas Oza says, and that's how we seem to pass him, there's no Chovas Shmiras HaMikdash. Okay. Mikol Mokom Yeshu Bezin LaHazir Amora HaMikdash. We still have to warn the Jews, to have off of the place. Who ain't them over to say for our kodesh? You quote somebody else. Val Cain, and therefore, kavu harabanim arashim liyisrael umetzes harabanos arashis kishnas tovshin chavzayin. Therefore, the chief rabbin in 1967 agreed lahatziv shelet. They put up a big sign. Remember that big sign that right before the now it's going to construction, but by that ramp, there's a big sign in Hebrew and English. I mean, Jews are not permitted to go up there and so on. That was by decision of the Rabbanut Harashit and Tavshin Chazayin. Latif Shelet Bitnisal Arbayit Hamazim Bitnei Knisa Elav. The Af Hayu Shehemidu Shom Shomash Yisrael Asan Hashem. And even some suggested there should be somebody there. That has to be a Levi, it's not the mitzvah, but at least we should keep that. Oh, and then he writes, and again it's written Tavshin Salam, because in recent years the sign isn't there because they're doing all that construction there. You know, the ramp was breaking or something like that, and now there's all this scaffolding there, right? Those who've been there recently. So he writes here, and again this was written 40s, Ubachrona, recently writes Rabbi Novitz, I was asked by the Yashiv, La'atziv mechadash es ha-shelet, to put that sign back up there. We still don't go in this. There's still a din of Mora. And just in Rav Nevenzahl's Ha'ara, it's a cute little ending, he says, Ha'ara, again, I read the Nevenzahl writes, Karas, he said, I once read, Al Tayere Shehoysa Ba'amon Malchus Anglia. I read once about a tourist who was visiting the Queen of England in Buckingham Palace. The Queen of England is a palace. V'rotzol Asheves Al Kisei. And she wanted to sit in there. They passed by the throne. The guide said, this is the queen's throne. She wanted to sit in the throne. The Amr al Shayefshah, they're not allowed to sit there. Ki Akise Shalamalka, that's the queen's seat. So she answered, Amr Tov, Kishamalka Tavoa, and the air raid. When the queen comes, I'll get off. But obviously, they didn't let, right? So Rav Nevenzahl writes, Im Shomim Akise Shalamalkos Boss of Adam, Gam Kishamalka Enena, if we have to guard the dignity of the queen's throne, even when the queen's not there, Kosher Kain Akise Shalamalka Enena.
The
Tayyarat
was for Israel.
Huh?
The Tayyarat was for Israel.
That's why you shouldn't put a Shomer there.
Yeah.
Because what Tzitzel Eliezer said is very, very coveted. That if we would, if almost the Olam can come and enter and be Mezalzo, but not Jews.
Yes, so it looks even worse.
So
it looks like we're approving.
It's not Mekadosh Shem Hashem.
Interesting way of looking at it. But again, remember, so not to agree with
the Tzitzel Eliezer. The main thing, Tzitzel Eliezer relate only to the aspect of the kind of the Mora, but the Shmira is more for cover than the more. The more is a secondary.
Right. Okay. You don't have to link them together. He this is the Sefer speaks about that a little bit. He said there can still be. He writes even though it's kedusha, it's not Hobo Hotalia. He does mention that.